Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Michael Amade Show, episode 625. Watch the pros. One of the biggest things that I hear about when I talk to people about creativity or being able to engage in creative work is that they feel like they're not good enough to execute whatever their creative vision is. So creativity, the ability to think creativity is, creatively, I should say, is one part of the equation. The other half is craft. How do you make it real in the world? And I do think they bleed together, because a lot of times the things that hold us back in craft are actually places where we need to infuse things with our creativity or be creative within certain confines. And if we don't understand those guidelines, those ways that we need to be able to move within a particular form, it can really kind of break the spell of the audience that's in it. And the reason I have named this episode what I've named it is that I really want to kind of encourage you to watch the people who are doing the things that you want to do on a high level and really learn to dig into it instead of just experiencing it as a fan. Of course, we all love to do that, but also dig in and try to figure out what makes it really good. See if you can understand the internal math, the internal thing that is really causing it to be so successful in connecting with you, whether this is a film, whether this is a book, whether this is music, and start trying to break it down to the most granular level you possibly can. How can you execute on a very small level one piece of it, and then look at the next piece? How could you execute that one piece? How did they build the structure? I mean, so think about this. Some of the greatest books, the books you love, have been written 1,500 to 2,000 words at a time per day, statistically. They were edited, they were worked through. These were all little tiny steps that were taken to help create this work. What we need to do is start paying attention to the internal processes, the things that the professionals look at when they're crafting a work that really stands the test of time and is going to be meaningful to people like you for a very long time. So my advice on a Monday night here, I guess it's early Tuesday, is that when we're thinking about craft, the best place to start is by experiencing the work of the best people to do it and look at internally what is happening with each of those things and see how small you can take those bits. Don't become an acolyte or straining to become masters here. Look at the little bits, and how can you start to make those decisions to the same level of quality of the masters that you appreciate? Just a thought, just an idea to kick around on a night like tonight. If you want to find me, you can, michaelamade.com, or on social media. I'm the guy in the cowboy hat. The next episode will be tomorrow, so until then, I hope you live courageously, and I hope you live creatively. Have a good night.